So, have you heard? Max is back. Marie watched with a friendly smile as Emma carefully wrapped her purchase. Emma felt her heart give a little jump at the news, though it wasn't the first time she'd heard it. The knowledge that hunky Dr. Cannon had moved back home for good after 10 years away was hot gossip to all the women who trooped through her store. Marie Howard was there to pick up a handcrafted mirror with beautiful hand-painted tiles. Livia was there, even though she hated both Emma and Becky, because she was friends with Marie. As far as Livia was concerned, they were directly responsible for her breakup with Max. Livia Patterson was one of the town beauties and knew it. Fine-boned with alabaster skin, she had just the right dusting of rose at her cheeks to set off her pale blonde perfection. Add blue eyes the color of forget-me-nots and a tall, wispy build, and she was the epitome of the fragile blonde. The woman could brawl like a linebacker when the time came. She could shriek, and bats for miles around fell dead to the ground. But man, if she didn't work the whole Penelope pit stop thing. And men fell for it. They loved that whole delicate flower of womanhood crap she managed to pull off so flawlessly. Not that Emma envied her or anything. Not really. Men looked at Emma and saw sturdy womanhood, hips made for birthing, plain brown eyes and nondescript brown hair. At 5'2", Emma would never, literally, be able to stand up to Livia. Add in the fact that most of the town thought she was in a gay relationship with Becky, and her social calendar remained depressingly empty. Apparently, Max is planning on taking over Dr. Brewster's practice. He and Adrian will be partners, Livia cooed. So you've already spoken to him? Marie's expression of polite curiousness didn't quite mesh with her tone of voice. Emma didn't dare look too closely, but she thought Marie was almost exasperated with her friend. Everyone knew how hard Livia had once chased Max. Maybe she thought she could get the old fires burning once again?
Yes, Max just bought his parents' old house. I can't wait to get in there and redecorate.
Emma could practically see Livia rubbing her hands in anticipation.
Of course, nothing in this shop will do. No real craftsman things. I want genuine antiques, not knockoffs.
Livia's contemptuous gaze raked the store and its owner with equal derision. When Livia's back was turned, Emma, in a fit of childishness, mimicked the blonde as closely as possible. Marie wound up choking on a sip of tea as Emma put her hand on her hip and mouthed along with Livia's words.
Of course, everyone knows Max would never set foot inside Wallflowers. Does he even know you exist, Emma?
Emma tapped her nail on her chin thoughtfully as Livia turned back to her.
Yes, actually, I believe he does. Something to do with punch. Cherry punch, if I recall correctly.
That had been the incident that broke up Max and Livia. Becky had spilled cherry punch all over Livia's white prom dress in retaliation for some comment of Livia's concerning Emma. Max had, apparently, taken Emma and Becky's side and had broken off his relationship with Livia. Livia had hated Emma and Becky ever since. Emma was pretty sure Livia was the one who kept the whole gay couple rumor alive. The look on the blonde's face was filled with hatred until she smoothed it out, once again the cool, delicate woman most of Hallie knew. She smiled at Emma with pity.
I hear Jimmy left town recently. What's wrong, Emma? Didn't he like sharing you with Becky? Or perhaps you couldn't talk her into a ménage à trois?
Emma smiled back, hiding the hurt over Jimmy with practiced ease. They'd known before he left that their relationship wasn't going anywhere, and it wasn't Jimmy's fault.
So, you've been invited to Max's housewarming party? Sometimes it helped to have friends in odd places,